Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Meseches Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis was speaking about where is Nishbara Etzem, and if Reva Boster is Chayfe, then it's not a Treyfe. And the Gemara says that Ahug Ahanu gidim rakin, with his soft gid nos le kamed rabo, omarabo lamai necheshulhu. What's the cheshash? Why should you say that these gidin are not boser and not considered boser's choyfe, revo etzim anishbar, and it should be not a treyfe? Why are you worried that it might be a treyfe? Chod dom rab yechen on gidin shen seifon lahakshois, and now we go to ayin zayim and aleph, nimnin aleim bepesach. First of all, Rab Yechon said a memra that gidin veins that are eventually gonna harden, even though they're eventually going to harden, they have a din of Basar, and you can be nimn on it for Achilas Pesach, so we see that as a din of Basar. V'oid, and also, Atayra Chos al Mamainan Shei Yisrael. The Torah had Rachmanis on the money of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara is saying that as a svar that you should not be Machmir, and don't be Choshish, then maybe the Chipuy Agidim doesn't help to say that it's Basar being Choyfer the Etzem, and don't make it into a Treyfer. We'll first concentrate on the second tanya of the Gemara. The Gemara says a klal of a Torah chos al mamayin shei Yisrael. This klal is brought down many places in Shas, and the Mekoris are many also. Rashi earlier in Daf Memtes, and Rashi also in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma, brings the Mekor for this klal of the Torah having Rachmanis on mamayin shei Yisrael from a Torah's Koyanim, on the pasuk of Etziva Koyan Ufinu es Abayis, referring to Abayis HaMenuga. The Torah commands us to take everything out of the house in order that it should not become Tameh. And the Torah's Kainim says, the mayor says that the reason why the Torah is mitzvah to mefana the bayis, to clear out the house before the Kainim will be metame it, is not because of the kli matches and the begodim, not because of the metal or the clothing, because those are shaykh to tvila, you can be matvil them. And they will not be lost, and they'll become Torah again. The reason why the Torah said to clear the house is because the Torah was chos al kli cheres upachim on the earthenware kelim that do not have a tar of mikveh. The only way you can only break them. So we see if the Torah is kol kach chos al Torah so much had such achmanis on the memoinon of such money of kli cheres, which is pchusim, and also it's a minor shal tsari ayin because nige batim usually comes on tsaras ayin. So kal v'chaymer the Torah is chos al minam shel tzadikim. That's the mekor for this klal of a Torah chos al minam shel Yisrael. But in Menachis daf ayin vav, Rashi brings from a different place. The Gemara of the Taka says the mekor is from the pasuk v'itzeisa lehemayim in asela v'shkisa sa'eda v'esbi'iram. The Gemara says that if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is concerned even for the Be'iram by the Mayim and the Midbar, they should have water from the rock. Even Lahashkis Mem Shel Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nest to be Moitzi Mayim and Asela Kol Shkein Hatoras Chos Al Mayim Shel Yisrael. The Nidei Yehuda and the Tshuvas in Yeridei Simen Kuf Samach asked, why didn't the Gemara bring the Teres Kainim of a Pinu as a bias that we dashin from the pasuk in the Torah, which is written in the Torah before the pasuk v'shkisa se'edav esbiram? We see the klal, atar chos al mayin shei Yisrael. The Torah said, take all the kelim out of the bayis hamenuga in order not to lose the kli cheres and the pachim. And it's even a tzari ayin, Torah had rachmanis kol shkein on mayin shei Yisrael. Why did the Gemara bring from the pasuk of Aitzeis lamayim by the name Riva ben Asela from the water from the rock v'shkisa se'edav esbiram? Zok to noy de b'yuda teretz, that from the Teres Kainim, from clearing out the Kalim out of before it becomes a bias and Manuga, is not such a stark araya. Because could be it's a very easy thing to take out the Kalim from the bias before it becomes Tame. So for that, the Teres just gives you the heads up, and the Teres, Chosav Menesh Al Yisrael, don't be Metame, might as well take it out. It's an easy Zach to take out the Kalim, and even the Klicheres. But to see that the Rebbeinu Shem would go so weit to make a nace of Haitzoas, Mayim and Asela, take water out of a rock, just for the behemoths, that's a much greater, he calls it a Raya Gedoyla, that the Torah is Chosam Amayin and Shal Yisrael. But still, the Mishnah brings the Pasuk by Bayis and Menuga, because there's a Tzad Faker, there's an opposite Tzad, that maybe there's no Raya from the case of the Mayim and Asela, from the Nase of the Sela. because the mace of the cellar was full of Klal Yisrael. So Torah is chasal minim of Gans Klal Yisrael. But where do we see that the Torah is chasal, the Torah has rachmanis and is concerned even from the moment of a yachid? For there, you need the raya from the Torah's kainim, from the mimifan of the kalim, taking the kalim out of a bayis hamanuga, before it becomes tameh, which is only concerning the individual. From there, we could see that the Torah was chasal even on mamein yachidi, Shal Yisrael, even on an individual yid's moment, not only of a tzibur. So each pasuk really is complementing. One is a raya, the Torah is machasa, even on moment yechidi, and one, that's the raya from Mimifana, the kalim from Abayis and Menuga, taking out the kalim before they become tameh. And from Vishkisa Sa'id of Esbirim, you have a raya that the Torah was willing to even make a nace nigla of Aitzoas Mayim for the purpose of saving the moment of Klal Yisrael from the behemoths. In the Nebuki Agriv, it says that the limud from the pasuk of pinus hakelim is only according to Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda Taki doesn't darshan. So it's machlokes. So therefore, since this one man damer doesn't darshan from a pinus hakelim that the klal of a Torah chasa minei shal Yisrael, therefore the Gemara would rather bring the pasuk of Eshkisa Eidim Esbiram, which is a drash al diri akol. Other achrenim say other terutzim in Sefer Yom Trua is ma'irer that the raya from the pasuk of Eshkisa as so Eid of Esbiram is only Lamandomer that holds Tsar Balichayim is Nav Dei Raisa, it's not Minat Torah. Because if you hold Tsar Balichayim is a Din Dei Raisa, which means that the Torah is concerned for the Tsar of even Balichayim, it's Negev Perkel Metzias, like Abiyah Shavah Saveh, the Gemara discusses it at length. If it's a Din Dei Raisa, of course the Torah is going to have Rachmanis on the behemoths of Klal Yisrael. That's not a Raya to the Yisoid that the Torah is Chosam Amoinim Shal Yisrael. It wouldn't be a Raya. So it's only if you want Mandi Omar, really, that Gemara Tzahara. It's Tzahara that Raya is only if you want Mandi Omar, and that strengthens the original Kasha, that the Gemara should have brought the Raya from the Mimifan of the Kalim and the Bayis HaManuga. Daruch Lener says, the Gevaldik of Art, Daruch Lener in Rosh Hashanah says, that Be'em is this taken no Raya from the Pasik of Mimifan of the Kalim, clearing out the Kalim from the Bayis HaManuga, in order they shouldn't become Tameh. Why? Because we can explain that the Torah is really telling you the Ikar Adin. He's telling you that you should know everything's going to become Tomei, and it's referring to all Kalim, not only Al Kli Cheres. In other words, the Ikar Limud of the Pasuk of Finos Habayis is to tell us the Ikar Adin that once the Kohen is going to say that it's Tomei, then everything that's in the Bayis is going to be Tomei. The Kli Matris that have a Tara in the Mikvah, the Kli Cheres that don't have a Tara in the Mikvah, and we wouldn't necessarily have said that from there we see that the Torah is Chos Samamayin and Shal Yisrael. We would have taiched the Pasuk that the Torah is telling us that the Din Tumah Tara of the Bayis HaManuga is totally in the Amir of the Kohen, and before the Amir of the Kohen, everything is Tar. As soon as the Kohen pronounces that it's Tameh, so everything that's in the Bayis is Tameh, Klicheres, and Klimatris, and Begodim, so therefore, Pinus are Bayis. It's only after we learn from the Pasuk of Ishkisis Eid of Esbiram. Now, why did the Torah have to say Vez B'iram? The Torah is interested in Klal Yisrael, Vishkisis Eida Vez B'iram. Eida means Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should not Chas V'Sholem be so thirsty, die of thirst. But the B'iram, that's the Torah, Rachmanis and the B'iram. Oh, for once we see from there that Zemusig is a concept that the Torah is Chosam, Amayim Shal Yisrael, and Melan, that tells us that we can mafarish also the passing of Finu Asak Kalim, Abayis HaManuga, that the reason why the Torah is Mitzava to be a fan of the Kalim is because of the Klicheres. Because then we could say a Taina that the other Kalim could have a Tara B'mikvah, why would the Torah have to tell it to us? Elamai for the Klicheres. But if not for the fact that we see the Musig of a Torah Chosam, Amayim Shal Yisrael, from the passing Vishkis, Seid, of Esbiram, we wouldn't have touched up the pasuk of Finos HaKelim to teach us this klal. So if the Aruch Haner, it's very geschmack why, it's very well understood why the Gemara Menachis Taka brings the pasuk Ishkisa Seid of Esbiram as the first choice. Because that's where it's clear that this klal of Atar Chosa Amamainam Shal Yisrael. Now, one other Nakuda here. In the Sifri, in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Rav Shimon Eimer, Pesach V'chag HaSukkos She'enam Einas Melocha, say Pesach Shivas Yom Sukkos Shmeinas Yomim. Pesach and Sukkos, you don't do Malacha, not times of Malacha. The Torah says that it should be for 7 days or 8 days. But Chagat Seres Shmeinas Malacha, Shavuos, which comes out at a time when you're really very busy, Chaga Kotzir, you have to harvest. It's not a time to be idle. So Ein El Yem Mechavav Vad. It's only one day. The Torah only gave Yom Tov for one day, not for 7 days or 8 days. So the Sifri says, Malame, we see from over here, Shechosach HaKosov HaYisrael Shleivatam Lachtam. The Torah had Rachmanus and Klal Yisrael that they should not be bottled from their malacha, and they should be able to work and make money and be able to finance themselves. And therefore the Torah only gave Yom Tov of Shavuos one day because it's a Zman Oynes Malacha. It's a time when it's necessary to be in the fields and working. You can't afford to have a Yom Tov of 7 days or a Yom Tov of 8 days. Pesach and Sukkot, we could have Shivas Yom Hashmainas Yom. As I state in the Sifri. And the Torah Tamima asks, that's a Makar for the din of Torah Chosal, Mainish of Yisrael. So invited, the Kashan that Yuda asks in the Gemara Menachis, why didn't they bring the Teres Kainim, Legavi, Bayis HaMenuga, Pinus HaKalim, the Yachti Mifana, the Kalim shouldn't become Tameh. That's a Mekar of Teres Chosal Manishim Yisrael. Here in the Sifri, we have another Mekar. What is the Torah concerned so much that you have to, you work, or you can't work, you can't even Vatal Malacha, Elamaya, Teres Chosal Manishim Yisrael. So why didn't the Gemara Menachis bring this Drasha of the Sifri? Zokta Teres Tmima Teretz, that first of all, it's only the Manda Amar that Chol HaMoed is also Malacha Midereisa. Therefore, the Torah was not Kaveya Shavuos to have 7 days of Chol HaMoed, because then you won't be able to do Malacha. But behold, it's not also in that Torah, there's no Raya, because Pesach and Sukkot also, they're not really B'Tehillim Malacha in Chol HaMoed. So maybe that's the reason why it's not a conclusive proof from over there that the Torah is Chosa Amamainan Shel Yisrael. And then if that's true, so Chayr Bishver a little the drush of the Sifri. So what does the Sifri mean that the Torah was Kaveya only one day on Shavuos because it was Chosal Yisrael Sheivatam Malachtam? Obviously, the chilah between Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot is Pesach and Sukkot, and the Shivas Yom and Shmeidas Yom you can't do Malacha, at least almost, even certain Malachas you can't do for Midei Raisa. And that would be a Meniya for Malacha. But then it's still Tzvaita, the Kasha is back, that how come the Gemara doesn't bring, this is a Makar. But could be it's not so clear, Chosa Yisrael Shevata Malachtam, that's not necessarily the same Musig of Chosa Amen Shem Yisrael. But that's our aura. One other aura is that Rebbeinu Gershom earlier, on Mem Tesman Bey, says, you learn from the Pasuk of Asay, there's a fourth Makar here. From Asay L'choshtecha Tzaytzres Kesef. The Torah says to make two Chatzaytzres out of silver. The Torah didn't say that should be out of gold, because they're not a Kli Sharis. And the reason why, the Yehuda explains, that the reason why you made it out of silver and out of gold, all the Kelei HaMikdash were made out of Zohar, because Ein Nias Mokem HaShiris, but that's only Kli Sharis. Kli Sharis are made out of gold. But Chatzaitzris, which are not Kli Sharis, they could be made out of Kesef. But the Stechemet is Ma'ir, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that the reason why they made the Chatzoyet Shel Kesef is because they are Lemikra Se'eda and less of Isa'om. So the din is Kesef. The din of Chatzoyet is to make them out of silver because their purpose was to call Klal Yisrael together and to gather them all together. The Gemara asks, and so then why is the Shefer of Rosh Hashanah Piv Mitzupazov? And by Tiny is Shel Kesef. And the Gemara says that one of the truths the Gemara says is because the Torah Chosal Ma'in Shal Yisrael on Shefer Nanach. So the Mashman is going on Shefer Nanach Chatzaitzris. That means from Chatzaitzris, and the fact that the Torah said that the Chatzaitzris were made out of Kesef and not out of Zov, that's not a Mekor for the din of a Torah Chosal Ma'in Shal Yisrael. And the Ben Gershom over there on Daf Mem Tes is trying to use this pasuk of Aselachol Chatzaitzris Kesef that the Torah commanded us to make the Chatzaitzris out of Kesef, not Azov, as a Mekor for the din of a Torah Chosa Al Mamayim She Yisrael. Chayv the Gemara Rosh Hashanah it's Mavur, not like that. The Torah Chosa is going on the Shefer, not the Chatzaitzris. The Chatzaitzris have a different reason why it has to be out of Kesef. But I'll call upon him in summary. You see from the Rishayim, the at least four different Mekairis made for this klal of Ater Chosa Amayin Shal Yisrael. Either from the Pinus Abayis and the Josh and Teres Kainim, the Gavad Abayis HaMenuga to take out even the Klicheras. From the Gemara Menachis, Vishkis Seidav as Beiram, Teres Machmir, Teres Makbid to have the Mayim for the Behemoth also. Or from the Drosh of that the Tartim was Mayir on the Sifri, that Pesach and Chag HaSukkos is not Oynes Malacha, Teres Shivas Yom, Moshmein HaSyam, Chag HaTzeres, the Teres Chosa al Yisrael, that they shouldn't be mevatel from the malacha. And the fourth mekaris is Rebbeinu Gershon from the pasuk Aseh lecha shtei chatzetzreis kesef. The Torah didn't command there should be shalzov. So you see, the Torah is chosam wherever it didn't need to be shalzov. It's not a klisharis. The Torah is chosam amaynon she Yisrael. This is all a hakdama. But the kasha and our sugya, what's negay in our sugya, there's a gevaldige kasha. All the achreinim asked, there's Chaim, Levaya, all the achreinim are matmiya on the Gemara. What's the va'oid ha'toyra chosam amaynon she Yisrael? What's in negaya the klal of a Torah chos al meinim sheyisrael legabin issa de raisa of treifas? There's a broken bone here. The shviras etzem. Shviras etzem is a treifa. The Gemara says that if the basar is chayfa roiv keifa, if the basar is chayfa rubai, so then a roiv etzem that's broken, so then it's not a treifa. So he came with the gidim. The shaila was the gidim have a din of basar. So the first taina was that the gidim have a din of basar. You see that even though it's sefer lahakshayis, it's nimna leim pesach. But what's the second tain of a Torah Chos al Meinim Shel Yisrael? What's Negeya? Just because it's considered Basar to be Nimna Karm Pesach, that's like a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah deraisa of Karm Pesach. If you want Karm Pesach, I have Karas. It's a riot, it's Basar. But Torah Chos al Meinim Shel Yisrael should be a reason why you should be Mekel. Why is that a reason why you should be Mekel? How is that a tziruf to say that over here it's not a treifa, but we could say that this is Basar and this is considered Basar, which is Chayfa Reva Etzim? What's the Sheiches? So the Teres Chaim says that the Kech the Kasha L'Chayra that the Ravo had a suffix. How you don these gidim, lefi seifoy the osid seifon lahakshoyis, and then it's not baser, or the way it is now that it's baser. So Meli Tainin should be matim from two tzedim. First of all, that you see it down according to what it looks like now. Now it's rach, now it's baser, because you see by Karm Pesach. That Gidin Shasei, Rabbi Yechanan said, Gidin Shasei for Lahakshes, Nimna Lehem Pesach. So it has a din of Basar. And second, the second taina was that even if we're not sure, even if it's a suffix, there's a Machit to be Mekel because of Terech Chasal Menesh Shal Yisrael. See, he told him back, Papa said back to Rishlaksh, Dabar Pasha, it's not Basar. Because you go after the Besaif. And even if you say a suffix, then it's a Vaita Suffix de Raisa, you go to Chumrah. Whereas the Tavamina was Ki'ilu, that the Klal of Atayra Chosam Menesh Yisrael is owing to Machriya the Sufik, but not Avada itself being a reason why you should be Mekel. It itself is of course not a reason to be Mekel. The only Tzad to be Mekel over here is only if the Gidin Shasef and La'akshes have a din of Basar. If it has a din of Basar, then it's a Basar which is Chayfer, Reva Etzen. But if not, there's no Machu to be Mekel. But the Havmina was that maybe to if you have a suffix, if it's Basar, we go Basar Basayf or Basar Akshav, so a Torah Chosam Menesh Yisrael would Machriya that you go Basar Akshav. And that Rapapa said back, no, it's a suffix de Raisa. It's still Shver. Why is a Torah Chosam Menesh Yisrael a reason to Machriya suffix de Raisa? If it's suffix de Raisa, the Klal is you always go L'chumra. That's at least not saying that Torah Chosam Menesh Yisrael is a Sib in itself to be Mekel. Of course, itself is not a Siba to be Mekel, but maybe it's a Tzad to Machria the Suffolk. Another possibility is that Be'etzem Rav held that Avada these Gidim have a Halacha of Basar. Was it never Pasha to him? V'araya, it's Nimna Lehem Pesach. The V'oid HaTer Chosal V'mayinim Shal Yisrael is just to say, don't be Machmir. You want to be Machmir like the Bar Plukta? There's no Makut to be Machmir. Because the Torah is Chosam Maimonim Shel Yisrael. Let's go on to, let's speak about now the actual, the first din, the Gidin Shasef and Lahakshes. In this Machloikis, Dika Machloikis, Reb Yechon Rish Lakish, Reb Chaim and the Stenzlachim Sochim, is Mazmir that the Machloikis is, if now that the Gidim are Rakin, do they have a Chaloy Shem Basar on it or not? Or do we say that since it's Seif and Lahakshes, they don't have a Chaloy Shem Basar? In Karm Pesach it says Vichus Habasar Balayla Hazeh, and the Mele it's totally in the Shem Basar, and that's the Machlokes. If you hold Rabbi Yechino holds that Nimna Lehem VePesach is because he holds that it you're done Kimay actually done the way it is now, and now it's Rakim, and therefore it has a din of Basar. If Rish Lakish holds no, it's safe in Lahakshes, and Mele doesn't have a Chaloy Shem Basar now. The gay, our sugya is the scabbled halacha that basar achayfas rubeis machshir the shever. It's not a treif anymore. Male, it's also tali in the chalois shem basar like carbon pesach. And that's the Gemara's tushtel to carbon pesach. Let's speak about the shita serambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita paskins that gidim is not kibasar. And the Rambam is not mechalik between Seifim La'akshayis or Ein Seifim La'akshayis. He doesn't make a chilek. He doesn't say that Gidim is not Basar only if it's Seifim La'akshayis, and if it's not Seifim La'akshayis, it's not Basar. He's not Mechalik Bechlal. And it's not clear, the Magmish says, it's not Nisbar in the Rambam, what's the din of Gidim Arakim? What does he hold in Gidim Arakim? So what's the pshat in the Rambam? The Beis Yosef has two Mahalchim, in Yeridei and Simenun Hei. One pshat he says in the Rambam, that the Rambam did not have to explain that we're speaking about Gidim Shesefon Lahakshes. Because in Davar Pashit, we're talking about only Gidim that are gonna get hard. That's not Basar. But if the Gidim are not Sefon Lahakshes, it's Pashit that has a loch like Basar. If it's not Sefon Lahakshes, then it's meat. It's Basar. It's a Davar Pashit. So the Beis Yosef first Malach is that the Rambam did not need to explain himself. Another pshat the Beis Yosef says is that maybe the Rambam held that all Gidim are Sefon Lahakshes. And there's no Gidim that remain Rach Lo'ilam. And therefore, he doesn't have to be Mefarish Seifon La'akshayis. It is like that. The Metzias is that all Gidim are Seifon La'akshayis. The Loshna Gemara that says Gidim is Seifon La'akshayis, that's the teachers of Yechidon's Halacha, that even though it's Seifon La'akshayis, it has a din like Basar, and it's Nimnu Aleim B'Pesach. But the Rambam that paskins that Gidim are not like Basar did not have to be Mechal between Seifon La'akshayis and not Seifon La'akshayis. Because he held that all Gidim are Seifon La'akshayis. As this is stated in Beis Yosef. The Achreinim are Matzmir in Beis Yosef. The Tzlach and the Yehuda, the Minchas Chinuch, says it's not like that. You see the Gemara Psachim and Daf Pei Dalam and Aleph that there are Gidei Basar that are always Rach. So then it's not true. The Rambam should have been Mefarish that the only time the Gidim don't have a din like Basar is only if it's Seifon La'akshayis. It's not empty. The Gemara says there are such things as Gidim that are gonna Rach La'olam. So why didn't what is the Beis Yosef saying in the second pshat that the Rambam held all Gidim are Seifon La'akshayis, and therefore he didn't have to speak out. There's no Gidim that are Rach La'olam. Gemara says there are. And also Bechlal, the first pshat is Shver, that why didn't the Rambam speak out? The Gidim that are not Miskashim. What do you mean? The Beis Yosef says the Rambam didn't have to explain it. Let it speak about Gidim Seifon La'akshayis. It's double poshet. Because if it's ain't Seifon La'akshayis, for sure Basar. Why don't you speak it out? Speak out. They're getting not Seifon La'akshayis. Everything like Basar. Why is that a reason not to speak it out? So the Achreinim give different Mahalchim to say Pshat in the Beis Yosef and Pshat in the Rambam. The Tzlach says that the Fia Emes all Gidim are Seifon La'akshayis. And Avada, they don't have a din of Basar to be Nimna Alei in the Pesach. I think Gemara Pesachim says that there's Gidim Arakim is Kibasar. That's only Legabi the Din of Shviras Etzem. There's two halachas that's negated that it's Basar or not Basar. One is to be Nimna Lehm and Pesach to be counted into the Karban Pesach. And one is if it's not Basar, if it's Etzem, is there a Din Shviras Etzem. The Gemara that says Gidim Arakim is like Basar is Legabi the Din of Shviras Etzem, breaking a bone that's Asar in the Karban Pesach. And those Gidim, even though it's Seifon La'akshayis, because all Gidim are Seifon La'akshayis. But that's like Chaytech Basar, there's no Issar Shviras Etzem. As I state in the Tzlach. So the Rambam is talking about not Legabe Shviras Etzem. The Rambam is talking about Legabe Nimna Lehm Pesach and Gidim are not Kibasar Legabe Nimna Lehm Pesach. All Gidim are eventually safe from Lakshayis. The Gemara was only talking about Legabe Shviras Etzem. But the Tzlach Lamaisa says that he likes the first pshat of the Beis Yosef better, because in the second teretz you could ask, how does he know Lamaisa all Gidim are safe from Lakshayis? He could have just said that in Gidya Regal, which is Sefer La'akshayis, not other Gidya Behema. It's a Dover Pasha. The Rambam shouldn't have spoken like that. That to all Gidim. He should have spoke out that, just in which case, which Gidim is referring to. But not all Gidim. The Minchas Chinuch says another pshat, another Mahalach in the Rambam. That the whole, Nidain, if Gidim is Kabasar or not, is only the Fina Mandama that holds Yesh Begidim and Naisin Tam. If Yesh Begidim and Naisin Tam, there is a Tam in the Gid, so it's Nechshav Kibasar. So if it's Gidim are not Seifon La'akshayis, even Seifon La'akshayis, what's the status of the Gid now? If Gidim and Naisin Tam, possibly they have a din of Basar. But if you hold Ain the Gidim and Naisin Tam, there's no Nesinus Tam in Gid. So for sure, the Gidim are not like Basar. Whether they're Rakim, or whether they're Seifon La'akshayis, it makes no nafkamina. And therefore, Zokti Minchas Chinuch, since La Halacha, Rambam Paskins, that ain't the Gidim b'naisein tam, that there is no Nesinus tam in Gidim, therefore the Rambam was Seisim and said, Gidim are not Kibosar, he was not Mechalik between Seifon La'akshayis or not Seifon La'akshayis, because not Negea.
The whole nidain is only in git. If you hold yesh begidim in nisim tam, then it's a tzad to say it's basur, even though it's safe in lakshis. But if ain't begidim in nisim tam, so gidim are not kibasur. But the minchas chid applies by kasha. Still, is a stark kasha. Because the Gabi Korban Pesach, the Rambam says that davka gidim that are safe in lakshay nimnin aleihem, which is mashma that when it's not safe in lakshay, it's yet nimnin. Aye, we Rambam passing and begidim in nisim tam, so it doesn't stim. If you're telling me that the reason why the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita was not mechalik the Gabi in Gidim, Gidim was always not kibasar because the Rambam held in Megidim and Nais in Tam, so why when it comes to Nimne Alein on the Korban Pesach to be counted in on the Korban Pesach, does the Rambam yeh be mechalik? And the Rambam says Gidim that is safe in Lakshay can't be counted in, which is mashma that is not safe in Lakshay, it could be counted in. Lachar, there's no Tam. If there's no Tam, in Megidim Nais in Tam, it shouldn't have a din of basar bichlal. Further down the Amid, the Gemara has many sfeikis in the din of Nishbara Etzem. Omle Avina L'Rova, Mislakeit Mahu, Misroises Mahu, Mismasmes Mahu. The Gemara asks also, what about Nikke, what about Niklef, Nisdak? And then the Gemara tries being a Raya. The Gemara, Toshma, Damar Ulam, Rabbi Yechanon, Oyer, Areyu, Kebosar. Oyer itself has the same din as Bosar, if it covers over the Etzem. If there's only Oyer, it's considered like a Chipui. And Kolshkein, with this Shnei Shlishim and Abasa, the Behemah should be kosher. The Gemara is Decha the Raya, and the Gemara says Dilma de Kono Mashko Dide. Maybe it's speaking about where the Oyer is Kaina Shaloi, that means that the bone was broken in a place that there's no Basa, only Oyer alone, but the Oyer attaches itself very well to the Etzem, to the bone, and to Mazigit, that's why it's considered like Basa, and it helps to be considered a Chipui on the Etzem. Rashi's Tache Goyris, de Kono Mashko Dide, and is speaking about where there's no basar mitchilas briyasai, and therefore the oyer alone would help in the lower part of the bone of the sheik that's near the akuva, where there's no basar bechlal. Taisvis learns differently. Taisvis brings the shem Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, that the geiris rire, not didei. That there's rire and lechel, there's a moisture that's geirim for the oyer, some liquid, some sort of a liquid, that it causes that the oyer should attach itself to the etzem, and to the bone, and that way the break gets healed. And the Rashi explains that even in a place where the derech is, that there is basar, but it helps if it's nikram ha'oiririm. If it has this iririm, that itself is a refuah for the shever. If it's a refuah for the shever, then it's not considered nishbar etzem, it's not a trefa. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Machol Asuris, he paskins that the oir alone is matzil. And the Magen Mishnah says that he holds like the first Lashon in Ula earlier in the Afayin Vav Beis that Oyer is like Basar. And that's why Oyer itself is Matzil, just like Basar, which is Chayfes, Revetzem, Revekefei, Revovyav, it's Matzil on the Shever, so too the Oyer. The Rosh says that the Rambam was Medayik from the Gemara Zechocha to be Poshed the Suffolk by Nital Shlish from Ula, which is from our Gemara, it's Mashma, that's the Halacha. So then it helps even in the place that the Derech is that it should be Basar. That's in Pshat in the Rambam. The Rashba passed like the second Lashon, the Ur is only Mashlin Basar. And still he holds, and Mokim, there's no, Derech is not to have any Basar, it helps Ur Levada, Ur alone, because of the Ririn, Yesh Ririn, according to Menachem Nadal, it helps even Mokim Basar. Beis Yosef asks on the Rashba, that the din of Ur, that Shleib Mokim Basar, that it should be Mayel, it's considered that it's Chayfes, Etzem, and it covers over the break, and it's not a trefa, it's dafka for the first lashon. That oyer alone is mild. That oyer alone is considered like basar to be considered chayfes etzem and take away the trefas. And that was the gemara was deicha oyer is kabasar, but that's only shleiman mokim basar. But if the second lashon that the oyer is only mitzdarif or mashlim, so how do you know that when there's no basar it should help alone? The gemara is not discussing that case, and the Rashi passes like the second lashon. If the Rashi paskins like the second Lashon, how could the Rashba also hold that Oyer should help Shleib Mokim Basar where there's no Basar and it should help alone? We do you see in the second Lashon that the Oyer alone is as if it would be Basar and be able to be, to take away the Trefis? So they say some answers for the din of Oyer Mokim there's no Basar, there's no Shaykhis, the Nidin of Oyer is Kibasar or not. The Machlekes is if whether b'mokim basar does oyer help or not, or it's only mitzdar for mashlim. That's only when there is basar. B'mokim basar is oyer levada enough to be considered a mokim basar and to be considered covering over the shever, and therefore it's not a treifa, or it's only mitzdarim for mashlim. But when there's no basar at all, then that's not the needin of the lashainis if the ur should be mahani or not, if the ur should help. Avadet, ur alone would help. That's one malach in the Beis Yosef, and that's pshat in the Rajba, that he holds, like, even though he passing the second lashon, that ur is mashlim for the basar, that's mokim basar. But when there's no basar there, the derech is not to have any basar, then ur alone is mahani. Ur alone helps to cover over the shever. That's the first malach of the Beis Yosef to miyashiv the Rajba. So it's, you have to be done if it's a mokim basar or not mokim basar. A mokim basar, you have the nidin that the oyer is only a mashlim. It's not on its own. It's not enough to be considered coming over the etzem to take away treifus. Mashen kein, if it's shleim mokim basar, then the oyer alone is mahani, even according to the second lashon. So the Rajba miyushiv, the Rajba can pass like the second lashon, that oyer is mashlim the basar. And still, he could paskin that the mokum is not, the derech is not to have any basar, in derech li is basar, the oyer is mahani levade. The oyer alone would help to be choyfe and to take away the treifus. The Beis Yosef is another pshat. That the feet of first loshin, that oyer is kebasar, that's nafka when there's no basar, mokum she ain't basar. That's where oyer is kebasar. And the second loshin understood that according to the first loshin, the Rabbi Yechanan's words is that any or helps everywhere. That's the second lashon understood the first lashon, and therefore he argued in the understanding of Rabbi Yechanan holds that the second lashon for sure is not the kavanah wasn't that the earth itself should be matzil, just that the earth should be mitzarev to the basar. But with Malkim there's no basar, everybody's maskim that alone or is mahani or takes away the problem of treifus. In other words, the second lashon misunderstood the first lashon. The first lashon was really only saying ur is kebasar, b'makim shein, that there's no basar. That's when ur is enough. The second lashon thought that the first lashon was saying, according to Yechon, to say that always the ur alone helps. That's why it argued and said no, it can only help when to mitzdarif, to mashlim. It doesn't, the ur alone is not matzil, only mitzdarif lebasar. But Avada, if we wouldn't understood that the first lashon is only speaking b'makim shein basar, Avada l'kuli alma, oyer alone is mahani. But what comes out is the second understanding of the Beis Yosef that the Rajba learned that there's no machlekes the lashonis in the case of malkim she'ein basar. The malkim she'ein derech li is basar. There's no basar. Normally, there's no flesh. There's no basar. The avada, the oyer alone is mahani if it's chayfe the shever and it takes away the treifus. And the Yamsha Shleima just mitzvah on this Beis Yosef, and he says, how do you know that according to the second lashon, where there's no basar, everybody's masking that oyer is mahani, oyer helps? Maybe the second lashon argues in gansin on the first lashon, and oyer alone is not enough to be considered to take away from treifus. It doesn't help oyer levade. How can you be moitzi a din from the gemara? The gemara is being doich. How can you be moitzi a whole new din? It's not clear in the gemara that the second lashon is not arguing in all cases. Pashto, the second lashon is arguing and holds that oyer alone is not mahani. Oyer alone is not mail by itself. It's only mashlim lebasar. And therefore the kash on the Rajba comes back that if you pass in like the second lashon, that the oyer is only mashlim the basar, then he can't paskin that in the place that ain't directly is basar, that the oyer should help alone. It shouldn't. Mechatesa that the second lashon is not speaking in all cases. So Mele Maisa the Yamsha Shleima argues on the Beis Yosef and says that the oyer is not mahani, doesn't help levadi on its own alone. Even the makim she'ein basar. So we have machlekes and lamaisa. If the oyer alone should be matzil on the shever, the makim she'ein basar. In summary, we have three shitas. According to the Rambam, oyer alone is always matzil on a shever. According to the Rajba, oyer is only matzil alone when it's the derech not to have basar there. And according to Yamsha Shleima, oyer alone is never matzil, even mokim she'ein basar. Let us now move on to the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. Hashecher es habehema umotza bashilya nefesh hayofe teichlenu ve'ena metamo le'tumas eichlen ve'loi tumas nevelis. The shilya is translated as embryonic sac. Possibly it includes also what we call today the placenta. But the question of the shilya is, does it have the same din as the vlad or not? The Gemara learns out from kol behema teichelu l'rabbeis is a shilya, that a shilya also is included in the same halachis as a vlad. But the Gemara excludes, and the Gemara says if it's Yatsa Miktsasa, then it doesn't have a din like the Vlad, like it learned from the Pasuk, Oysa V'loi Shal Yasa. And the Gemara asks, L'chayrein Shilya B'loi Vlad? So what do you need a Pasuk to include it, or to exclude Miktsasa? What's the Chiddush that we ask here, Yatsa Miktsasa? And the Gemara says that the Pasuk is Asmachta Ba'alma. Well, Amais, it's Mashma that the Etzin Din, that a Shilya becomes Wuteres, with the Shechita Sa'im, just like the Ben Pakua, like the Vlad, that it itself is a Chiddush. The Shechita Sa'im is Matir, the Uber is Matir, the Vlad, and so too, it's also Matir, the Shilya. That's a Chiddush that we learn from the Pasuk, a Chiddush in the Mishnah. Nefesh Yovetech Lenetz Muteres Ba'achila. The Shaila is, what is Takin a Chiddush? Why should I think that it's not, it does not have the same din as the Vlad? So Rashi Bavarns it, Rashi says, that it's not pushed, that it's a Vlad, because maybe it would have a din of Avram and Achai. It's Avram and Achai, even though it's Tlusha Vaymedes, even though since it's Tlusha Vaymedes, since it's separate, it would have a din of Avram and Achai and Mela and Mela, it's a Chiddush to tell us that it becomes Muteres. The Tiferes Yisrael says that the Chiddush is because it's, even though it's Tlusha Vaymedes, maybe it's separate, it's a separate thing. And it's not nichlal in the heter shechita of the vlad through the shechita zayim. The Rosh Yosef says maybe the chiddush is it's not that it wouldn't be nechsheves like Avraham Meduldal. If the mandama that holds shechita is a nipul, possibly wouldn't be nichlal either in the heter of shechita zayim. The makir of the shechita zayim is with behema. Maybe this is it's like Avraham Nechai. It's separate. It's Avraham Meduldal. All reasons to explain why it shouldn't be nichla on the heter of the shechita zayim. The Teres Chaim says that the chiddush is that it has a heter behema, even though it's not a vlad mamish. Maybe behema is only a vlad. Shilya is something else. It's not vlad. It's the sack around it. Kamash malon that's also nichlal in the heter of behema that the shechita zayim is matira. Also, he's a piskirid, Tferes Yankim, Adachreinim say that just like if you find a demusyaina, a form of a dove in a behemoth, it's not niteres with the shechita sa'im, because it's not mafresis parsa, maybe a shilya also is not niteres, it doesn't have a tzura savlad. So if it's not mafresis parsa, it's asura. Kamash malon, since the vadi was there, a vlad inside of it, it's bechlal the heter of behemoth, behemoth. So now we know that a shilya has the same din as the vlad, that's nimtzin a behema as a ben pakua, just like the ben pakua is nitter b'shchitas ho'em, so too the shilya is also nitter. It also becomes muteres from the same pasuk of behema behema, that both, not only the vlad is muter, but also the shilya, which is not mamish the behema, is also nichlal in this heter. Now, that's as far as the etzem shilya. If it's yotze miktsasa, then it's asur ba'achila. Taisus earlier in the Asamachesim and Allah says that the Chiddush of Mishnah is even what's inside the behemoth is also Asura. Because the Chayshish may be Roishai or Reva the Vlad went out, and if it be Yolud, then it's not Nichlal, Nita, it's not included in the Heter of Shechita Sa'im. The whole thing is Asur. So the whole Shili also will be Asur because it will be Nigreres Acharov.
There's an interesting Ha'ara that the Lashon HaMishnah, when it says that the Shili is Muteris, is Nefesh HaYofeh Teichlena. Which is pashtus, it means that it's muteres l'chol adam, but the derech is that somebody who has a nefesh yofeh and he's not nafshei kotzah, but he's not disgusted by the shilya, he'll eat it. But the stam person won't eat it because it's mo'us to a stam person. So nefesh ha-yofeh, a person who can take it and is not so finicky and not so fine, he'll eat it. But not in terms of heter v'isav heter. It's muter for everybody. It's just that a nefesh ha-yofeh will eat it. The Yamsha Shlema in Simkun Yotes, he brings Gabe Beitzim Muzorais, the Gabe eggs, maybe not fertilized, or fertilized, that Stam and Yodam is also Ba'achila, also Ba'atashaktu. And it's only Mutter, it's somebody has a Nefesh Yofeh. So, according to what he says, when the Chazal tell us that Nefesh HaYofeh Teichlena, it's telling us really that only a Nefesh HaYofeh could eat it. Somebody who's not a nefesh shayofeh, for him it's mo'us, for him it's baltashaktu, for him it's osa to eat. And Ramosha Nigrois, in Yerudei and Chelek Aleph, in Simulam and Aleph, he says in this Mishnah that the din of nefesh yofeh techlen attack is only for somebody who's nefesh yofeh. Somebody who's not a nefesh yofeh, it's taka osa for him to eat it. And not that it's just a suggestion. It's baltashaktu.
No, but the Pri Chodesh is not like that. The Pri Chodesh says that there's no Baal Teshaktuf because for him it's not most, but it could be that Pri Chodesh is only saying for the person that it's not most. The person himself, it's not most, could be there's no Baal Teshaktuf, but somebody, it is most, then there would be a Baal Teshaktuf. Then when the Mishnah is saying, Nefesh Yofa Techlen, it's not just a suggestion, it's telling you that a heter. The heter is only for a Nefesh Yofa. Somebody is not a Nefesh Yofa, that's Taka Osir. Now, this is all as far as achila is concerned, but as far as tumah, the Mishnah says ve'ena metame loy tumas oichlin veloy tumas nevelis. It's not metame. Rashi says, why is it not metame tumas nevelis? Because it's not basar. Since it's not basar, it's not included in tumas nevelis. We see from the Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, we see maybe another reason why it's not metame tumas nevelis. A much stronger, more elementary reason. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, the lashon is a shilya. Shachamar noitzaboy mutter the pirshim almahu. It's considered like pirshim alma. It's not only it's not basar. It's pirsha. It's not an oichel. It's muteris. Doesn't have isur nevelis. Tumas nevelis. And the shach says a kol shkein a shilya of other behemoth tmeis. Not only a shilya shachamar noitzaboy, but a shilya of all behemoth tmeis. So it's mutter to eat a shilya of a behemoth tmeia because it's considered pirshim alma. It's not a food. It's not an item that is also ba'achila. In the Raivir Nasogis, in Hilchos Machalos Asuris, also it's mashma that it's kepir shema alma, it's mut mitzar atzma, without shechita same. The vlad inside of it's asur ba'achil without shechita. And therefore, if you had a case that you wouldn't be a chosh, that it was a vlad inside of it, then the shili, be mutter ba'achil, even though it's yatzal l'chutz, and it never became mutter b'shechita same, because the heter of the shilya is because kepir shema alma. It's not else the shechita same. So, before the Raivir, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? That a shilya that's nitzas of behemah is muteres shchit same. L'chayr, there's no mokim to asrit at all. It's keperish ba'alma. It's even a shilya in a vela. There is no iser. So l'chayr, it's mashma that there's iser achilas. There is an iser achila in a shilya of nevela behemah tmei. We needed to come on to a heter shchit same. But according to these paiskim, according to the Raivin, according to the Rishonim, l'chayr should come out that the heter achila is because it's kepir shab alma. Just like it's no tumas nevelis, because kepir shab alma. So you don't have to come on to a heter of shechitas emes. It's a kasha. Okay, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? The place he says, the answer to this kasha, he says, the divya tur. He says, tur says, in is nevela, or behemet tmeya, the shli is not nichlal, because not bechlal boser. The Torah didn't ask a boser. But the is of even a chai is chal on even things which are not boser. Like, at some is in gidim, also bechlal, the even a chai. And, any meichel, any food that's yoytzim nechai is also, even though it's not basar. Cholov and beitzim also would be also as yoytzim nechai. So even if it would not be basar, even if it'd still be asr. And that's why you need a heter of shchita sa'im. So you need a heter of shchita sa'im, cause beitzim, this would be something which would become asr, as yoytzim nechai, or even nechai. Shchita sa'im is matiroi. Why it's not matam tumas avelim is because not basar bechlal. But not because it's not, it doesn't exist, not because it's Pirsha Ba'alma. The over there in the Shach, and when the Shach says this, that's Pirsha Ba'alma, so the Gilead Marsha asks on the Shach from the Gemara Zvachim Laman Hey, that says, Pigel B'Zevach Nispagel Al Shlil. And the reason why if you make a Machshav is Pigel and the Zevach, the Shlil becomes Nispagel, is because, Taisa says over there, because some people eat it. And since our people, they eat Yechayim Karas on such a pigles. So you see, it's not Pirsha Ba'alma, it's just not Basar. It's not Basar, so it doesn't have Tumas Nevelis. Tumas Nevelis is only in Basar, but it would be Asar Ba'achila, if not for the fact that it becomes Mutter B'Shechita Seim. Lamaisa, the Rambam, says that, in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he says, Shilya Shiyotza Miktsasa, V'Shochad Es HaBehema, Imoisa shilya kshur bavlad, the shilya is attached to a vlad, a mikta shiotzi mena osir vashar mutter. That would, part of it which goes out is gonna be osir, and the rest is mutter. That means the shilya has a din like evra yoytze. That's osir, if it's kshur bavlad. And, so you see from the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah learns clearly, you see from the Rambam that the shilya is not perish gomer, it's not mamish pirsha. And, the Gemara had to bring a raya, they wanted to bring a smachta, to matir bachila. And you see, if the Mishnah says, if you think to eat it, it's matamat masaychlin. So it means if, according to the Rambam, clearly, and according to Rashi L'Chayr also, the shilya is not perish ba'alma. It's not nothing, it's just not basar. So if it's not basar, so it's not matamat masaychlin. But since it's not worse than atzamos or other things which are yaitzim and achai, it would be aser. And be shaykh the tumas for be yaitzim, have an iser of yaitzim, and it would also be aser on its own, if not for the fact of the heter mitzad shchita asoeim. The shchita asoeim is matir, the shilya. That is not matami, is because it's not baser, and it's not a oichel until you think about it. But once you have a machshava, then it's tak matami, tumas oichelin. That's the Chayyim Malach according to the Rambam and according to Rashi. In summary, we have two ways to learn and understand our Mishnah. According to the Ravid, Shilya is like a peresh. It's like, it's not basar, it's not a food. It's not, that's why it's not metamei tumas eichlin. That's why it's not metamei tumas nevelis. That's why it's mutar b'achila. And the din of the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the shilya is nefesh yaftechlen. It's not bechlal eichel. It's not bechlal nevela. It's not bechlal anything that would have isuri achila tuma because it's keperish ba'alma. The aura and the ravid is that lechayer. If the Mishnah first of all says if you had a machshava, it's matamei tumas eichlen. So it is. There are examples that's an eichel. Achrayim say the rechamudis. Others say maybe there's a isad rabbanon that the ravid's made the two. Or that the Ravid holds that when there's a vlad that's nimuach in the shilya, so then the shilya is asura and metame because it's meurav the ubar, the baby that was nimcha that was dissolved in the vlad in the shilya, but not mitzad the shilya itself. But al kapanim shilya itself, it's kapirsha ba'alma. Then we have the Rambam and Rashi the lechayer saying that shilya is not kapirsha ba'alma. Shilya is just not basar. And Amela, you need taka heter shchita the aim in order to be matir ba'achila. It's included in the heter shchita of the aim, just like the uber itself is mutz ba'achila, so to the shilya. It's not matami tumas nevel, it's because it's not basar. And right now, it's not an oichel. But if you have machshava for an oichel, then it would have a din of an oichel. And an afkamina also would be in the case of a shilya of a behemah tmeya. According to the Ravid, the shilya be muteris because it's a pirsha ba'alma. It's not like eitz ba'alma. It's not a food. It's not anything. It's not a basar. It's just a waste. And according to the Rambam, it doesn't have a din of basar, but it could still have isur yachilam nevelim. It won't be malchus, but it'd still be an isur. I would like to mention a very interesting aura in the Gemara on ayin zayin and beis towards the top. The Gemara speaks about tumas nevelis. And it says, Nevelas na mitnina, benevelosa, v'loi ba'oir, v'loi ba'atzamais, v'loi beginim, v'loi bekanaim, v'loi betlafayim. All those are excluded from Tumas Nevelas. So it mentions, not only the atzamais and gidim are excluded, but also the oir. So the Moshe and the Igros is medayik that the Gabi, the Isra, basa becholov, later in Daf Kufi Dalam and Aleph, it says, Amavashal atzamais v'gidim becholov is potter. It doesn't mention the oir, and says Ramesha that this diik has a gevaldika halachic nafkemina, because in the brisa on daf kuf yud gimel that says that the tzomis and the gidim are not osir with cholov, it's potter. This the medayik, the achrenim medayik, that even though it's potter, that's only min atayra, but it's still an isid rabbanon. And if it leaves out the oyer, so possibly the oyer would not have an isid rabbanon at all with cholov. Now in halacha, it's very interesting this diik, because he's going for keret from a mefarish of prima godim and pashas of mefarish of shach. Because the Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of the Gemara of the Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Hilchus Macholz Asuris, the Gabbasa b'cholov, the Rambam passes in Perek Tes, a mevashel shilya, oyer. Vahagidim vahatzomais includes or, shilya or, gidim and atzomais, vikri karnayim, tofayim, rakim, becholov, any of these, vasha becholov is potter. Vechena oichlin is potter. And the loshon of Shulchan Aruch Hasim Peizayin is also like loshon of Rambam, that these things, parts of an animal, the gidim, atzomais, ikrinayim, tofayim, and the or, are not considered basim ederaisa to be chai basim becholov ederaisa. It says loshon of potter. The Shach and Simon, the Sivkot and Chavbe is medayik, that it's potter, but it's still osir, osir midrabanon. And from the Shach is mashma, that there's the isir drabanon of bishul basal b'cholov, achil basal b'cholov, drabanon is only also achil, not bishul, in the ur together with cholov. Not only the atzamis and the gidim, make your karnayim. And the Prima Gadim is in the first. The Prima Gadim says, V'dad or b'cholov potter v'losim v'drabonon. And l'chay, the rai is from the lashon of potter that the Brisa uses. But l'fira Moshe's diik that left out every place where the most places where it says gidim kanayim tofayim, it mentions or together with it, like the now Gemara by Tumas Nevelis. So why did it leave it out on daf Kuf Yud Zayin? Why did it leave it out over there in the Kuf Yud Gimel where it speaks about Basa B'cholov? So Moshe wants to be medayik and say that the Isser of Basa B'cholov Midrabanan would only be by Gidim, Karnayim, and Tlafayim, Arakim, but not by Ur. Ur would takabi mutter. Not like the Prima Godim. And that's a chiddush. A gevaldik chiddush won't be nisr drabanan b'chalal. He says that the Svaras HaDavar would be because the Ur is not at all Basar. Or can never be considered Basar. Or is not a Oichel, even, maybe it's even Garua, but as we said before, in the beginning of this year, maybe it's like Pirsha Ba'alma, Gidim, and Ikri Karnayim, it's Lafayim, even though it's Nesma, it's from the Tumas and Chiv Nevela, but it could be also Midrabanan to invashlon to eat it with Cholov, because it's Shaykh Hashem Basar, he says. It's Besaycha Basar. The Noisnim Tam ke Basar. The Derech is Lavashel Kedilin Tam. So the Bechlal Basar, at least Midrabanan. Midrabanan, they could say it's all. Midrater, it's Potter, it's been Smite from Tumas and Smite from Isn Velus. But Midrabanan could be Yasser. Because it's Bechlal Basar, Shaykh Sush Isser. But the Moshe Tain is that Oyer and Shilya is not Bechlal Basar Bechlal. It's not even Shaykh to Asr, even Midrabanan. And he wants to say, that's why the Braisa on Daf Kufid Gimel did not mention Ur together with Atzamas and Gidin, Legabe, the tour of Bishol Basar Becholop. Because Ur is stark, Ur is even less than Gidin Shafa and Karnaim, and it doesn't have an Isser Drabanan Bechlal. So the Gevalt, the Dik is Mamish from our Gemara, because if we would never say Ur, we would say maybe Ur is the same Din. But now that it does mention Ur by Nevelis in our Gemara, and it doesn't mention Ur in Basav Echolov, so Moshe wants him to die that it's the Mutter Lechatchilo in with Cholov. A big Navkamina. Moshe goes on in the Tshuva also to speak about Legabe, a Heter to be Shoylik, Ur without any Malicha Bechlal, because his Tain is that there's no Dam. Even though the Prima Godim says, it brings Achreinim that says that in the Ur there is some dam, there's Miktas dam, but he says the Ur before Shulka, before your Shalikid, it's not Oichel Bechlal. So the dam is not Nechshel, a dam that has Isser, that dam Isser. No, it's not dam which is Osir. And therefore, look, the Rekhoyler, Mesh wants Tanya doesn't need, Melicha Bechlal in that Ur Shulka. He also speaks about Bechlal, since the Ur is in the Smite from the Vela, it's not Metame, so it's also in the Smite from Isra Achila. It's not Osir. It's not also Bechlal, not also Bechila either, and therefore he talks about how making gelatin from the Ur, if that's Mutter, because it's not called an Oichel, it's Pirsha Ba'alma. But what's Nagel and Yenein, it was just this Diik, that our Brisa mentions Ur together with the Gidim and that Tzomis, when it's reminded from Tumas Nevelis, and over there, Bas Becholov does not mention it. But in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, they put it together. They ignore that Diik, and they say that it has the same Din. And whatever din or gidim that some is have, the gabi basav v'cholov are also has in basav v'cholov. A very interesting dig. Towards the bottom of Dafayin Zayin Mabez, the Gemara brings a memra from Abaye and Rava. After the Mishnah said that this shilya in kaver noisav parshas drachim, you can't bury it in parshas drachim. You ain't toilin noisav be'ilon, you can't hang it on a tree. When you die, you are mayri. The Gemara brings from Abaye v'Rava Domri Tavayu that kol davar sheyesh bo refuah, anything which has a refuah, ein bo mishum darkei amayri. Ein bo refuah, yesh bo mishum darkei amayri. Rashi learns over here that what's yesh bo mishum refuah? For example, a mashke, something to drink, or medicine, or a lachash, shaloichish alamaka. And over there, there's no iser of chukas agoyim, there's no iser of darkei amayri. The Ran, the Rishayim explain why taka not. The Ran says, because Leostra Tayyar Mishum Daki Amairi Ela Oisa Maise Tayu Shalahem Shem Bam Te'elis. Only to do something which is a Maise Tayu, an act of void act that has no Te'elis, that's an Isser of Daki Amairi. Others explain that the Isser of Daki Amairi is because you're imitating the Goyim. If you do the Shem Refuah, it's clear to everybody you're not Mechavein to be like the Goyim. You're doing it for a Te'elis to have a Refuah. If you're doing it for a Te'elis to have a Refuah, there's no Isser of Darkei Amayri. And others, the Miri says that the Isser of Darkei Amayri is only if you do it with Derech Nichush or Kishif. But Davi Sheish Berefuah Piteva, something which has is natural, at least according to the understanding of medicine at the time, it's a natural refuah, that's not Darkei Amayri. Even something that's done a skula, that's not a nichush, possibly also would not be included in Darkei Amayri. Now in this, we have to mudayik very carefully the Lashon Rashi over here and the Lashon Rashi in Shabbos. Over here Rashi says that what's not included in Darkei Amayri, meaning it's refuah, is either mashkes sam or lachash shaleichish alamaka. Now, what does it mean? Why is it not a problem? You're doing it, why is it a problem, taka, in this, ain kever noisoya, in tenlis be'ilon, why is that? Kfur shilya, why is that, darchi amayri? So Rashi says, because that's not done on the chayli. That's not done on the sickness. Kiel the ikir is, we do the maisa. Something you do next to the chayla and his goof, it's mutter. Something which you do further away, it's not next to the chayla, that's the darchei amayri. Or maybe the piskei rid says the chilek is davish oisin for refuah saguf is mutter. Something you make for a different tachlis, do for like a shilya, which is for the refuah asabahema, maybe that's aser. But al kaponim, Rashi over here is clearly saying that anything which is done for refuah and anything which is done in the guf is going to be mutter. And for healing purposes, a shilya, and these hanging a shilya or burying a shilya, something else is not in the behema. That's not something which is in the gufa and the gufa davar and the gufa adam to heal him. A kfur shilya, it's not in the behema itself. We just cover the shilya in the adama in order to help the behema. It should be mapil. That is darchei amayri. That's also, and included in that, Rashi says a lachash is also mutter because a lachash is being done for the person for refuah. That's also mutter. It's not included in darchei amayri. But Rashi in Shabbos, Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, Rashi says it a little differently. Rishonim and Rashi and the Ran, they bring Rashi. Rashi says that something which is nikeres harefuah, if it's recognizable that it's a refuah, like drinking a kais or tachboishes hamaka or a band-aid or a dressing of a wound, is mutter. But a lachash is not nikar by harefuah. A lachash is not recognizable, the refuah. And since it's not nikar that it's merape, it's taka osal darkei amayri. L'chayi, we have a stir in Rashi. The Rashi over here says that a lachash is mutter, and Rashi over there says that a lachash is osir. Now before we come to miyashev, the stir taka, other Rishonim argue, the Rashi and the Ran argue in Rashi, and they say, not like Rashi in Shabbos, and they say even something which the refuah is not nikar, if you do it l'shem refuah, then it's mutter. Now that stems with what we said before, b'shem the Ram, that the Torah only asserted darkei amayri, only those things that are ma'aseh Torah, which are stam avoid activities that don't have any benefit. It's avoid activity, doesn't have any benefit, that's a darkei amayri. But something which is has a benefit, refuah, it's recognizable that it's refuah, even if it's not in the guf adam, even like a lachash, that would be mutter, not like Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi says it has to be refuasai nikeres, and a lachash is not refuasai nikeres. So l'chayri, first, let's address now the stira in the Rashi. So the Chasam Sefer wants to answer the stira, because when Rashi said it in Shabbos, that the lachash that's not nikah by refuah, it's usher, it's darkei amayri, the pshat in that is because he wanted to miyashiv the hemshecha gemara. The gemara asks afterward from the Elon, why is the Elon mutter to be sikra besikra? Why you let her put a red string around the tree? Mechir, it's not nikr by the refuah. And the Gemara answers that it's kadesh yevakshel of rachim. That's a different reason. So it comes out that a lachash is taka oser. But the Chasam Sefer asks, he says, Einachanami. The Gemara's kasha from Elon is understood. Because the Gemara thought that something which is nikeres or refuah is mutter, and Elon is not nikr the refuah, therefore why is it mutter? But according to the Gemara's teretz, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara answers and says the reason why sacred by putting a red string around the Elon is mutter is because kedei shevakish alav rachamim. L'chayr, that's not a school of the refuah. It's so that's why is that mutter? So it must be zot chasam sefer that's also called a refuah nikeres. Even though l'chayr it's for pirsum, it's not just really to publicize the fact that it needs help, but it's not really a refuah itself, that must be called a refuah nikeres. So if that's called a refuah nikeres, so in l'chayr hua, then a lachash should also be considered a refuah nikeres. Because the person who does the lachash, who does the same, probably understands what he's doing. He knows how the lachash has a mashmoyis somehow to help the makah. So if anything, it's even better than a sikra. And therefore, the Chasam Sefer says gevaldik. He says nahama, meaning the Gemara understood that you need a refuah that's nikeres. like in Medayit from Lashon of Abayin and Rava that say, Kol Sheish Mishum Refuah, that's be nikkur that it's healing. That's where there's no Isser of Darkei Amiri. But if there's no Refuah Nikara, it's like a Lachash, it's Taka also as Darkei Amiri. And that's why the Gemara asked from the Elon. But that's all in the Havamin of the Gemara. That it says the sacred is secret is taka mutter. So then the Gemara is being chayz. The Gemara is saying the heter is refuah. Anything that's refuah is already muteris, even if it's not nikaris. And the mela lachash is also going to be mutter. Only a kfur shilya, which is not in the makkah, that'll be osir. But an ilan that's sacred is secret, if it's not a refuah nikaris, it's still mutter. As long as it's a refuah, as long as it's a benefit. The chiddush and the chasm sefer that is called mishum refuah. Even though it's not in the Gufa Dover, it's called only the Pirsum, it's not Mamish Refuah, but the Chasam Sefer took on and understood, and that's called Refuah. And I'll call upon him, the Maskana Sagamara Lachash is going to be Mutter. So according to the way the Chasam Sefer understands, it's Miyush of the Stira in Rashi. Halacha Lamaisa Rashi is like over here in Awad Sugya in Hulin, that Lachash is Mutter because of the Refuah. The Rashi's beer is only for the Havin of the Gemara that the Gemara thought you need Dafka Refuah that's Mamish Nikr, that's Nikeris, and that's why the Gemara asked from Elon. The Lamaskana, once it said Seikr B'Sikr is good, Huddin Alachash is good. Lamais is Mavur like that in the Rosh. The Rosh brings only the Bayan Rava's first statement that anything which has Mishim Refuah, Aim by Mishim Darke Amiri. It doesn't say the second half of Chol Dover Sheim by Mishim Refuah, Yesh by Mishim Darke Amiri. It doesn't bring that. It's something you can medayik from the Rosh, that as long as it has a refuah, there's no darkei amayri. You don't need to have nikkur the refuah. Remember, the Rishayim of Yataka are also ma'ir from other cases that we find that are mutter, even though it's not nikkur the refuah. The Rashba asks from Shein Shul and Masmarat Solov cases in the Gemara and Shabbos, the tooth of a fox, these are merape or do have some benefit, but it's not nikkur the refuah, and it's still it's mutter. And therefore, the Rajba is Maskon said Rajba, and Lachar, we could say this, the way the Chasam Sefer understood Rashi also, that the Gether is that anything which has a Te'elis, even though it's not Nikr, is a Mutter. And that's Lamaisa, why Elon is also Mutter, Bisaikarasik, because it's Te'elis. And even though the Loshna of Abai and Rava is the Mashma Dafka Mishim Refuah, but Lamaisa, you don't need Mamish Refuah. You could have a Te'elis. And the war held, when the war was Medayik originally from the Lashon of the Bayan Rav and Dafki Refua, the war asked from Elam. And the Maskana, after the war is Teretz of Sekhar Sikra, even any Teretz is Mutter. That's a little stretching it more than the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer somehow touched up that Sekhar Sikra is also the Refua. But according to the Rishayim, it's Lav Dafka Mamish Refua has to be a Teretz. If it's Teretz, maybe it's Teretz of Refua. You don't need that it should be Nikr. Even though it's not Nikr, it's going to be Lamaisa Mutter. Now, that's what comes out according to the Rajba and according to the way the Chasam Sefer understands Rashi. That's what comes out, what's Mutter, what's Osir in terms of Darkei Amiri. It has a Te'elis. Yedua, the famous Rambam in Nechsa Veda Zoro, and the Rambam says, Atayra Osir Darkei Amiri Shem Maisi Hevel, Shem Bem Te'elis. Ve'rakas Cholim Shem Bem Da'as Seyem Shem Ilim. Doesn't help at all. So again, the Rajma Daik from the Loshen of the Rambam, that something that has no tails at all is Osir, but if it has a TLS, even though it's not Alpiteva, the Haigoyin, that's the Chiddush here, even though it's not a natural TLS, or even though it's not a sensible TLS, but if Hugs of the Kachman helps, then it's gonna be Mutter. So from the Loshna Raman Avodah Zarah, we can also say it coincides with what the Rishayim understanding, that Dava Shiesh Refuah doesn't mean Dafka if it was a natural Refuah, not, or even a medicinal Refuah. Anything which helps, even derech zgula, anything which lamaisa, even if we don't understand it, but something which helps, that is not darchei amayri. It's coming to exclude something, when we say ein bei mishum refuah, it means something which is done with derech nichush or kishif, not something which helps, which has a te'elis. Something which is not something which has a te'elis, that is nichlal in darchei amayri. Now, but the Rambam and Mayri Nevuchim's mashma, that even that's also Darkei Amiri. The Rambam in the book is mashma that only that which helps Alpitevin refuah, natural healing, is mutter. And again, the Rajba asks, on the Amir Nevuchim, he says, only that which Aristotle understood with his seichel is mutter, what he didn't understand with his seichel is osir. Even as long as it's something which helps, which has a te'elis, which has a benefit, it's not a maisa toyo, even if you don't understand it, it is not included in Darchei Amori. It gives an example of a magnet. The magnet, you understand, you don't understand this. I mean, we do understand the physics behind it, but you don't understand why certain things help. Other rayas. And the Rashi comes out la locha that anything which is mentioned in Gemara and Divrei Chazal that a mutarim is not darchei amayri, any darchei ashtadlus in refuos, whether it's natural refuos, whether it's a school of dibur, a kameya, or even of course medicines that the chaimer itself helps, and even if it only helps to show mesiemes, everything is mutar. Hands off, avachei chav libel shemayim, but any te'eles is mutter. As I state in Rajba, and that which is not Litealis, and that which is not, which is just, something they do, or doesn't practically have benefit, or it's clearly derech nichush v'kishuf, it's not something which makes sense, even in any way, even in a school dika way, that would be included in Darkei Amori. I want to just end that there's a very interesting tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak. He was asked if it's mutter to get healing from a priest that does operations with his fingers without any knife. And he also heals it. He's able to heal the with his fingers. Somehow he's able to heal the suture, the wounds. And something which, of course, he writes in the Tshuva itself is like, amen, it's impossible to believe such a thing. How do you make an operation with your fingers? But he says, Rabbi Ma'im Shkachu Ovdva Matias, many say that's what happened without any medicine, without a knife, without any machshirim, Shlekedech Ateva, he, Lamaisa accomplishes a refu. Is that mutter asr? So he says, based on these Rishayim, which we mentioned before, then the Rajman, others, the Ime, those are with him, that the, as far as Darchei Amori is concerned, if it's Merape, even if it's not mentioned in the Gemara, there's no Darchei Amori. But he has two Ha'aris. One Ha'aris is a Kishif. Maybe there's Kishif involved. The Beis Yosef says, B'Shem Azayah, that's also from Chayil to the Derish Mamechashvim, Shem Renav Shiyichak Mem. And also, what about, is the Kheimer Mazke Shem Avedah Zara? The Kheimer, the priest, mentions Avedah Zara, that's also Asr. So in the Shevet Alevi writes about such an Indian, you have to be Zohar, maybe the Kramer is Mazkrim Avedah Zohar, or maybe it's Mishtabash of the Kech Zavedah, you have to be Baidik. The Nechas Yitzchak in a later Tshuva, after the Tshuva, he writes back that La'achaz Man, he was Mekabal Ahetik, a letter from the Kramer, and from this priest, and he writes that he's Meyaches, he attributes all the refuah, his ability to heal to the Noitzri. No, he's in Noitzri. So it was a Vaita, it was a Vaita Zohar. It means, he says, Kama Gedeel Nevechachavim, that they said, you're not allowed to have a refuah from a Kramer when he's Merapesh, like Derech HaTevi, even Pekuch Nefesh, because of all my same Vaita Zohar. So, he does Aser, but the Isser is only Al Savaita Zohar, or, not only, but the Isser is Al Savaita Zohar, or Kishif. Al Darchia Meir, you don't have an Isser. It seems like the Peter Rishayna, we learn now, Sugya, Darchia Meir is only when there's no Tielis. It doesn't have to be Dafka Nikeres Horefua.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Dafin Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.